everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. I want to welcome you tonight. I have a very special guest tonight, and you know who he is. Well, you will recognize his name and his voice. But first of all, I want to mention a few things here. Of course, my mysticlivingtoday.com. Please go and look at it. A lot of beautiful stuff there. If you love wildlife, go to the October issue. My friend Billy Dotson's in there with all of his pictures from Africa, and he is going on the 24th again, and I'm first in line to get all new photos, maybe even a video. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm hoping. Anyways, you can see that. You can see all I have featured readers every month. You can certainly submit to me, stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. Send me poetry, articles, excerpts. Even if I have some publicists listening out there, I have a lot of them, and they all send me beautiful work. And all that needs to be submitted about the 30th of the month. Of course, we are in February, so it's probably not the 30th anymore. It's probably, what, the 28th? That's because this is not a leap year. Yep, it's the 28th. So I need it by the 27th. And I want to tell you about Stars with a Z, psychics.com. We have specials for first-time clients, 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15, and 25 minutes for $25. Now, you're going to think to yourself, why is everything stars? I know that's what you're thinking. Well, long ago, when I worked for America Online, my name was Stars with a Z, Cast. I've had that for, I can't even tell you, 30 years, I bet you, because I worked for America Online. And the webmaster that I have loved STARZ. So we grabbed everything with S, because you're probably thinking it's planet stars, stars. God, this woman is in the stars. Yeah, I am. And it just happened to be that way, and everybody loves it. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my very special guest. The reason he's so special is because he and I work together a lot on shows. He brings a lot of guests our way and lots of talent, and he's been doing this. And, of course, that's Al Diaz. How are you doing tonight, Al?
I'm doing phenomenally well, doing my best to keep up with you because you're simply amazing.
Oh, no, I cover everything, don't I? And you know, for the listeners, you know, I'm still recovering. And I'm going to impress upon people, if you get the flu and get tested positive for it, do not think it's going to go away within 5 days. It does not. I have this lingering throat issue going on, and it's been since January 23rd. So please take care of yourselves. Don't try to fix it yourself because you can't. This one you cannot fix. You have to have help with it. Al, I'm always like flying, aren't I? It seems like sometimes I talk too fast, I guess, but I don't want to miss anything, and my brain works overtime. And I guess, like Jackie always says to me, I work at warp speed. So working at warp speed, I'm just flying. And I'm just used to multitasking, and I love it. So Al and I decided that we are going to vary the topics tonight. I'm going to bring some stuff out about all that he's done, of course. And he's done a lot, a whole lot. I've got it all in front of me on my screen, all done by Candy. You know, Stars Priestess Candy does all the stuff for me. She's in there right now. She was reminding me to tell people if you'd like to call in, the number is 347-838-9736. You know, you can just hit one and just listen, or you can stay on the line, and I'll be happy to answer your question and send you off to Al, and we'll take it from there. But anyways, Al, I'm looking at all of this about you, and oh my gosh, you have done just about everything. You've written books, you've produced, you've done international events, and I didn't notice until I read this, you are ranked in LinkedIn as one of the top 1% most endorsed in the United States for public speaking. That's impressive. How wonderful. I have a celebrity in my midst. Take a bow. Go ahead, take a bow. No, really, really. We're all celebrities anyways. We're all famous in our own way. We really are. You did, in 2012, I'm reading my little notes here, you produced the inspirational suspenseful drama film Beyond Hope. That is a capital B, like in boy, and a capital E, like in event. The movie was shown on August 2013, to a sold-out theater for world premiere, red carpet event in Southern California, and also in Mexico City for the Latin world premiere. I did not know this. Oh, my goodness. I've never done that. I don't think I want to do that. I think I like what I do. Al's probably saying, oh, good, because you do enough already, right? Anyways, tell me, I want to know, I'm curious, how did this all begin for you? You know, we always ask all of our guests, how did it begin? I mean, when you were really young, I mean, like a teenager or whatever, when did this begin for you? Just you take it and run with it now while I drink my tea with my honey.
Okay. So enjoy your tea, and I'm going to give you a story here, what transpired. So I'm going to give you almost what led up to what you just said in regards to the movie. I'm going to give you a real synopsis of what transpired for a few years. But then I'm going to go back to the beginning to the question you just asked me. So from 2005, 2006, my life exploded. I wrote my first book in 2005. And again, when I first wrote my first book, I thought maybe 100 people would buy my first book. And I just thought, okay, you know, family and friends would buy my first book. Because I really didn't feel like I had really anything to offer. I believed in myself. A lot of people were following me back then because back then they had like Yahoo forums and I would contribute, you know, stuff on there and people were following me and liked what I was saying, blah, blah, blah. So when my first book came out, you know, I thought maybe 100 people would buy it. And then it was selling worldwide, you know, and I thought, okay, that's cool, pretty cool. I did my second book and to this day I still get royalties on my second book. And then both books were published by different publishers. And then on my third book, I got a little greedy and I self-published, thinking I wanted to get 100% of the royalties. And that didn't do so well, but it actually was probably my most powerful book. After that, I started doing local and national speaking events in the U.S. And eventually, because of the success of that, I decided to go to Australia and New Zealand. And then I became an international speaker. And after that, you know, I decided, well, let's do a global tour. And I started traveling around the world. I went across the U.S., Canada, Scotland, Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, Mexico, China. I just started speaking everywhere. And I came home, and I decided, well, if I could pull that off, you know, what happened was I got invited to go speak in Bangkok, Thailand, for a film festival. So I decided, well, for something to be there, why not submit a film? And the film had to be 6 minutes or shorter. And we did a film that was about 4 minutes long. And we submitted it, and it got you know, critical reviews, but not critical, but, you know, very powerful reviews, but it didn't win anything. And so I came home, and at that time I had a pretty big home, and I had a red carpet event for that short film at my home. And after, you know, after the event, I was letting people out, and people were coming up to me and said, hey, Al, you got to do a movie. And I said, no, that was a one-shot deal. You know, I just happened to be invited to go to Bangkok, Thailand, and I just submitted the film. But I'm not a producer. That was just like a... So people kept telling me, oh, you got to consider. So in September 2012, I just came back home from an event in New York, a three-day event. I came home and I got my team together that at the time were supporting me. And I said, hey, guys, what do you guys think about being producing a film? And they said, you know, well, you got to hire the resources, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, how much money would it take? And they gave me a figure. And I took a deep breath and I said, let's do it. And from September 2012 to until August 2013, when we did the red carpet event, it took, almost 12 months from beginning to the red carpet event to produce it. And that was an amazing experience. And I acted in it. So I was going to acting school while we were producing the film. And I was learning, I was on the job training how to become a producer and doing the film. That was a real big highlight for me. Especially, you know, a month later, I got invited to go to Mexico City to do the Latin world premiere. And it was such a sold out crowd. And And the crowd was deeply touched by it, even though it was in English, to the point where when I was standing on stage, you know, because we were doing a Q&A afterwards, there was a lot of people that wanted to, you know, come up to me and hug me and thank me for the movie. Okay, so that's, you know, I've done a lot of things, and you know, I've traveled the world and everything. But so that's, like, I enjoy this, and this is what I really love. And going back to your question, for whatever reason, you know, I grew up in a Hispanic family. And in a Hispanic family, family comes first. So in other words, your siblings come first, especially your parents and the elders. They all come first. And how, that's how I was raised. So my family...
Aren't parents and grandparents, you hear about other countries, how they revere them. In other words, they're like on a pedestal. I mean, they say jump, you say how high. I mean, they are the top. That's it. It doesn't get any better than that. And you really need their respect. But I mean, that isn't it how they're what I call is revered, meaning they're looked up to. I mean, they're the highest. It's your parents and your grandparents. That's it. That means not as much your brothers and your sisters. They are, but those parents and those grandparents. Isn't that what it was like for you growing up?
Correct. They absolutely came first. There's a terminology, familia comes first. In other words, family comes first. And that's how familia, yes. Yeah, and sure, my parents taught me to take care of myself, to respect myself, blah, blah, blah. But did they ever tell me, hey, you got to love yourself? No. As a matter of fact, I never even heard of that. To love yourself, I think the first time I ever heard that was when I was 40 years old. Because what happened at 40 years old, and I'm still addressing the question here, what happened at 40 years old is I got tired of the roller coaster ride. Because I would be on top of a mountain one day, and a week, a month, 6 months, a year, 3 years, or 5 years later, I would be in a deep valley of despair. Whether it was emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, or even financial, I would be on a roller coaster ride, and I got tired of it. One day I would have it all, and another day I would not have. I would be in despair. Either a relationship wasn't working out, or financially I wasn't doing well, or mentally I was struggling, or you know whatever. You know something would always. I got tired of the roller coaster.
Wasn't all in sync. It wasn't working. Yeah, it wasn't working in sync together, and that's probably until you learn. And you're going to just talk about that until you learn about some steps for yourself. It doesn't. One falls off to the wayside. Another one drops off. I mean, it's really hard to have it all, isn't it, Al? Or is it?
Yes, it is.
That's a good question.
Yes, it is. So what happened? So I said, you know, I used to look at other people. Okay, so I used to look at other people, whether it's somebody driving a nice car or being a nice home. Or being a loving relationship. And I used to look at everybody, and I used to think, they're luckier than I am. Or they're more blessed than I am. Or these are the cards. Oh, here's a good one. These are the cards that I was dealt with. You know, I kept giving my power away. I kept saying it was because they're in better circumstances, or they were raised better, or they're just lucky. Or there you go, they're just lucky. You know, or somehow, somewhere, we got the guy got the special woman, or the woman got the special guy. You know, I said about 40 years ago, I said, there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. And so at 40 years old, I went on a quest to understand how humanity coexisted with the universe. I was determined to figure out what I saw in other people. I was determined to figure out how people, some people had it and some people didn't. I was determined to find out. Here's the thing. Two things that came to a realization. It took me a couple of years, and two things that came to a realization. Secondary is, I was blessed with seven mentors from around the world. And they were showing me this stuff, and they guided me to some powerful insights, very profound wisdom. And I've had many mentors before and after that. But like I said, at one time, I had like seven of them. And they were showing me and everything. And then one day when I was done with them, and I was probably 43, 44 years old, you know, so I've been on a quest for a few years. And I was meditating because I learned how to meditate. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I keep going down this road, I'm always going to be searching. I'm always going to be seeking. I'm always going to be looking for the next technique or something better. I'm going to question myself, why isn't it working for me what they taught me? Why are they so successful at doing what they do, and I do the same exact thing as they do, yet I'm not having the success that they're having? So I said, there's something here that I'm not seeing. What is it? And then I had what people call a download or aha moment, or what to me personal experience spoke to me and said, if you keep looking, if you keep searching, if you keep seeking, it's got to be endless. You already have the answers. They're already within you. You already have the answers. The best anyone, and this is the critical thing, the best anyone or anything, any book, any institution, anything can do for you, anybody can do for you, is to guide you to remember the answers you already have. Nobody can tell you what the answer is because you already have it. All you have to do is remember. So that was secondary. And when I understood that, then I had the biggest major aha of all time. The most primary reason that I had all the successes that I just mentioned a few minutes ago is this: self-love. When I started loving myself, my whole life transformed. It drastically changed. Dramatically.
And that has nothing to do with an ego, right? I'm trying to explain to the listeners that just because you love yourself doesn't mean, well, I'm just better than everybody. No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that.
Correct.
That's ego.
Absolutely. So I'm talking about the self-love where that comes from your heart. And it doesn't come from your mind, because if it comes to your mind, it is self-centered and it comes from ego. But if it authentically comes from your heart, when you reconnect with your soul, with your inner spirit, that's the self-love that I'm talking about. Because when you come from that, when you come from that source, when you come from your heart, life will dramatically change. And that's how I wrote my first book. Because within 18 months, when I understood that concept of self-love, my first book was published within 18 months. And I didn't even know. When I had an understanding of self-love, when I started loving myself unconditionally from my heart, 18 months later, my first book was published. Not only that, I had a big-time, quote-unquote, guru doing the foreword to my book, Dr. Joe Vitale. And all this just so flat on my lap. And all because I had this self-love. I started bringing in people and resources and experiences towards me because I was magnetizing it from a higher vibration.
So how did you start with this quest for self-love? Was there somebody that was your mentor that showed you the way? Was it you got an epiphany? You know what I'm saying? Yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Finally, I get it. Okay, I get it. You know, I mean, to everybody it's different, right? But what was it for you? How did you realize, oh, this is self-love. I get it now. But how did you acquire it?
Okay, so as I mentioned to you before, at 40 years old, I went on a quest how humanity coexisted with the universe. And during that time, for the next few years, I was surrounded by many different mentors coming from different philosophies and attitudes and ideas and insights. And so what I did is I followed the golden thread to all of them. Some of them were more powerful than others, but they all have something to contribute. They all have something to give me. And then when I realized my secondary aha that I already had the answer, then I thought to myself, okay. And then, you know, I reflected on everything that I was being told, and I said, well, I already have the answers. Why am I not attaching to those answers? Why am I grasping them? Why? what is it? What's holding me? What's the block? What's the wall? What's the barrier that's keeping me from tapping into the answers? Because I get it now. I got that aha. And the answer came to me, spirit came to me and said, because you're not listening to yourself enough because you don't care. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself because you don't have the self-love. When you have the self-love, then you will trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, you will trust your inner guidance.
Okay. It makes sense. I mean, but also, listeners, the people that are listening, nobody is perfect. I had one lady years ago tell me, you're working towards perfection. That's what she told me. Not me in particular, but just that was a statement that she made. But it's true. Some days I don't like myself at all. And I know that's silly. But there are some days, and I really need to examine that and say, okay, Natalie, what is it about today that you don't you can say that about yourself? I'm good to everybody. Oh, you know, I had a client. I gave her. Well, I ended up giving her money back. I mean, she called me a business bitch. I mean, I was floored. I go, what? Me? You're joking. Well, of course, I didn't take that to heart, and I'm not a business. B-I-T-C-H. I'm not. I won't even say that on the air. I think that's, I mean, that's not me at all. And so I mentioned it to Jackie, and she was laughing so hard. She says, oh, my God. Well, she said, well, how did that make you feel? I don't know. I sat taller in my chair, I guess. I don't know. It didn't, you know, didn't really bother me. But there are some days, and don't you feel like that? Some days you really don't love what you are, love yourself, love. You know, that's a pretty profound thing. That's every day is it's really tough. There are challenges that everybody has, and but what is? Tell me this. What is self-love?
Okay, so I want to answer your first question, and then I'll address the second one.
Okay.
So when you get to I'm not gonna lie to you and to your audience that I love myself 100%. Okay, I'm evolving to that. My goal is to eventually get there, and I'm getting pretty close, but I'm not there yet, but I'm getting, and this is 22 years later, so now I just gave away my age. You know, I started at 40, and now I'm 62, so I'm not at 100% yet, and this is an everyday thing, you know, it's a progress, but to answer the first question, when you get to the point when you love yourself enough, and I'm answering your first question, that you love your imperfections. Because you know what?
Oh, yes.
At that point.
Okay, yeah.
Because when you love the imperfections,
I get that.
Then nothing else matters.
Right. It's like when I said before, sometimes I'll look in the mirror and say, oh, God, you look awful today. And then and my cat's with me, right? My big cat. And I'll say, Muzzy, Mama doesn't look too good today. And then I'll walk away. Hours later or something, and I'll walk back in and say, well, Muzzy, I don't know what happened, but I look pretty damn good right now. So I don't know what happened in between. But that's the imperfection. See, when I do that, I need to say to myself, you have to love what you are today. That's it. Maybe you don't think you're absolutely perfect. And women always look in the mirror, and that's how they judge themselves. But that's not always it, because people will see you, and you'll say, oh, man, I look bad today. I'm talking from a woman's standpoint. And my friend will say, I think you look beautiful today. What's the matter with you? Really? But that is true, Al. You have to live with what you call our imperfections. But to somebody else, they are not, because they don't even see them at all.
So that's a solid point. So, again, I want to reiterate that. When you love, okay, you will know when you love yourself enough when you can love your imperfections on a daily basis. Because you
That's
know what?
Tough, yeah.
Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what anybody else expresses, including the media, society, or whoever or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is how you feel about yourself. And if you love yourself enough, you will love your imperfections.
And they can be anything. Imperfections can be anything.
Correct. Are you kidding me? You're
I mean,
a
they
gift
can
from
be,
the Creator. You're a gift from the
yeah,
Creator.
They can
you are
be,
perfect. You are absolutely
yeah, they can be
perfect.
Anything. They can be a hangnail, your face, your
exactly.
hair. I don't, you know, I can't really do this today. Okay, so what? Do it tomorrow.
Yeah. You love your imperfections. You're a
so
gift.
You have to deal
you're
with yourself. Yeah, yeah.
You're,
that's
you're,
true.
You're a gift to yourself. You're a gift to society. You're a gift to all life. And most importantly, you're a gift from the Creator. You were made perfect with your imperfections.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's where self-love comes from. When
you're
you
made
get
in
to
His
that
image.
Point,
so, and that's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So what would
you're
you
made in
yourself?
His image.
Exactly.
Yay, hey, Mikey, she gets it. I bet you Candy's laughing. She's in the room. She's probably laughing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's running her little ads in here and everything. She's just something else. But anyways, so that's what it is. It's, yeah. And sometimes you can help others along the way because you'll see somebody will say, oh, you know, I wish I could do this, or, you know, I just can't do this good enough. Yes, you can. You do it good enough. You really do. I kind of, in my own way, impress that upon my granddaughter. When I spend a lot of time with her, you know, she, I think I mentioned this, she loves how I read. She loves to listen to me, my voice, because I pitch it. You know, I go up and down with the dialogue and all that, and she sits there, and I mean, the one day I was reading to her, she was falling asleep. I said, what are you doing? She says, it's your voice. It just makes me feel so good. I wish I could do that. I said, you can. You're going to start right now. So that's one of her imperfections, is that she cannot read like me. And I said, you may never read like me. You will read like you, like you're supposed to read.
Exactly.
Don't compare.
Exactly.
I think 2L people compare themselves to other people all the time. Well, I'm not as good as that one, or I can't do that, or... Well, I guess you should start saying to yourself, who cares? You do
okay, so,
what you do. Go ahead. Address my second question. I don't even remember what it was. I say so much, don't I?
Yeah, I don't know the second question either. I don't know what I addressed what you just said. So understand this. When you start comparing yourself to somebody else, and again, society drives that. Through the commercials,
yeah,
through
they
the
do,
media,
yeah.
through everything. Yeah, they drive that. They want you to compare yourself to everybody else. And let me tell you what they're working on. This is very simple. And when you understand self-love and the power of self-love, you will understand what I'm going to tell you. When you compare yourself to something else or somebody else, it's because you have low self-esteem and low self-worth. And the reason why you have low self-esteem and low self-worth is because you don't have self-love. Any person that has high self-esteem and high self-worth is because they have self-love. If you do not have self-love, you will have low self-esteem and low self-worth, and therefore you're going to compare yourself to somebody else because you're always
going
to compare
yourself to
somebody else.
And you're not going to produce at your best ability. You are not going to create what it is you'd like to do at your very best because you can't.
Correct. Yeah, because you have low self-worth and low self-esteem, and therefore you have to compare yourself to self-love. So
okay.
Imagine this then. So you increase your self-love, and then one day you step out to the open, you walk out your front door with a higher vibration, that you have a higher self-esteem, a higher self-worth, and guess what starts happening? You stop comparing yourself to anybody and everybody else because you know what you represent. You know who you are.
That's true.
You know the value you bring to this world. You know what value you bring to this life. You know what value you bring to your own life.
And as my one friend told me, she said, you can walk in a room like you own it.
Correct.
Nobody is it. She told her daughter that, who's my goddaughter, and I remind her of that as we talk every day. And I said, you walk in the room like you own it, because she does a lot of sales pitches and stuff like that and conventions and stuff like that. And she said, God, you sound like my mother. I said, well, who do you think I got it from? You walk in the room like you own it. And it's really true. I mean, and it's not always, but you have to surround yourself with people I feel you have to surround yourself with people that love you, not for what you've done for them or do for them. It's just because. They may not even know why they love you. And to them, love could be, you know, I have Stars JC, Jackie. Jackie, I mean, she's just, you know, she's top drawer. She, if I need something, okay, give me 10 minutes and I have it. And I asked her one day, I said, why do you do this? You know, of course I pay her monthly, but still, I mean, I don't pay her that much. I mean, she's not making thousands of dollars a month. But she said, well, because I love you, of course, and I respect you. She says, if people respect you, they love you. I said, well, sometimes. You know, sometimes they respect you, but they don't even know why they do, and they might not even love you. She said, well, there's different forms of love, and it's true. You can love somebody for their friendship because of what they show you and what they are to you, like her, for example. And then there's another lady, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she listens every week. She's another one, you know. And Candy. Candy's another one in the room there. You don't put anything past her, not when it comes to me. Those are my champions. But I don't know that comes with self-love, Al. I don't know. That might be a little bit of a different subject, but it kind of does. They see something in me that I don't even see.
Okay, so
Jackie calls me the Iron Lady. She calls me the Iron Lady. I said, why? She said, because I've never seen anybody who couldn't do anything like you. I said, well, there's some things I can't do. I can't swim and I can't ice skate. Anything else I probably would tackle. But you know what I'm saying? She said, well, see, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even venture out and attempt things like you. And so I don't know, but I don't think that has anything to do with my self-love. Because there's some days I really,
okay,
it's not that I guess I, you know what it is, I just got it. It's I expect more from myself. And if I don't produce more, and if I don't handle all the things that I want to do, then I feel I fall short. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I really don't know. Somebody have to follow me around. I really don't know. But maybe that's part of it too. You know. What do you think?
So you brought up a lot of points here, and I'm gonna try to address them all. So. Number one, there is nothing wrong with, quote-unquote, having high expectations for yourself. But here's the thing, though. When you come from your mindset or even physical standpoint of have higher expectations, then you're always going to be reaching for something that may or may not be attainable. But when you reach out, when you strive after something because it comes from your heart, because you have that self-love, you're going to attain it because you're going to be supported. Because as I mentioned to you earlier, as you have your self-love, you raise your vibration, you raise your energy, you raise your frequency. And what starts happening to you is you start drawing to yourself the experiences, the resources, the people towards you that match your vibration. Because you're raising your vibration, and that's what comes
right to
you. We all
I've
are.
Seen
every
that,
single
yeah.
One of us, every single one of us is the essence of love. Absolutely every single one of us is the essence of love. The question is how high are you vibrating it? How high is your frequency? What are you magnetizing towards you? So you are blessed and you are surrounded by these champions you just mentioned. So you are vibrating
yeah.
at a level that these champions are coming towards you. But here's the thing, though. Is that
well, you're one of them, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So
you're one
though.
Of them, too,
if
see?
Thank you. Here's the thing, though. If that's enough, then you're living a great life. But if you desire or require to have more in life, then you have to raise your vibration. And to raise your vibration, you have self-love.
I get it. It's not that easy to do, people that are listening. It really is not. I mean, there are things that happen during our days that, you know, it's almost like you have to walk the path.
Okay,
and
I'm going to I'm going to do something for you and your audience. And this is
okay.
my paid clients, if they're listening to this, and I publicize the link for this show to everybody and anybody. So my paid clients might get a little upset with what I'm about to share because they paid me for me to tell them this. But I'm going to tell you and your audience, and it's a gift for me to you and your audience. And I think I even told you, Natalie, what this is all about. If you really would desire to raise your vibration, I'm going to tell you one simple trick. I'm even going to tell you the most powerful version of how to do this. And this goes back to what changed my life 22 years ago. This is how it all started before I wrote my first book. This is what drastically changed my life. And this is what I want you to do. Every single day, I want you to go to a mirror and look inside.
Oh, yeah,
your
the mirror,
left pupil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to go look inside your left pupil. Not your right pupil, but your left pupil. Literally look inside of it. Look inside your left pupil. Take 3 deep breaths. And then tell yourself, I honor who you are and what you are 3 times. Take 3 deep breaths. Then tell yourself, I love you unconditionally 3 times. Take 3 deep breaths. And then go to bed. I want you to do this right before you go to bed. In other words, these are the last words you tell yourself before you go to bed, because when you fall asleep, the body, mind, and spirit are at peace, and they're more apt to accept those words as truth. As soon as you wake up, I want you to go back to that same mirror and repeat the process. This is before you go to the bathroom. This is before you wash your face. This is before you get on with your day. I want you to repeat the process as soon as you wake up. And the reason I want you to do it as soon as you wake up, because you're still in the altered state, half awake and half asleep, and your body, mind,
yeah,
and spirit are more apt to accept that it's true. I guarantee you, so you and your audience, I guarantee you, if you do this every night and every morning, within 30 days, you will begin to see and feel a shift in your life. What I don't know, so what you
and
do,
probably what you
like
could do, which is what I have done, is you can write it on a post-it or something and stick it on your mirror, and you'll see it, and eventually you won't have to keep looking at it or looking what to do. That's you know, a lot of people do that. They write things on. I mean, they write things on their mirror and magic marker, you know. But you don't have to go that far. You could do that because you know you have to do the deep breaths. You know, you have to do it 3 times, and then you have to do deep breaths again. 3 times, I love you unconditionally 3 times, and then 3 deep breaths. So you have to get it right each time. So until it's like a no-brainer, you can do that. You can just, or have it down to look at. Okay, if you have it up on your mirror, and you're looking in your left eye in the center of your pupil, or is it the end of the pupil, Al?
I want you to look inside your left pupil. I want you to reconnect to your inner spirit.
Okay.
And from an energetic healer standpoint, your left side, your energetic body is what receives. So you ever look at a healer, you have a left hand open and the right hand is doing the healing, because that's your energetic body is what receives on the left side. So when you look inside your left pupil, you are receiving. You're obviously giving because you're saying whatever, I love you unconditionally, and your left pupil is receiving. Because I don't want you to look at the reflection of your eye like you're brushing your teeth or whatever. I literally want you to look inside the left pupil.
Yeah. It takes something the first few times to do it. Yeah.
That's what started everything. That simple process right there is what caused everything to happen. But what I started at the beginning of this episode.
Who taught you to do that? Who was it?
Everything. What was that?
Who taught you that?
It was a culmination of the different philosophies that I understood from different people, you know, from all the books
okay,
that
yeah.
I read. And
people
all
along the way, mentors,
yeah. And then so what I did is I created my own process. And it worked for me, and I've been sharing it with the world ever since.
Okay. people, you got your work cut out for you. And, you know, that's Al. And it's really funny. I always tease Al and say he's a man of few words, but listen to him talk tonight, because I told him you're going to have to do most of the talking tonight, although yours truly can talk. And there's nothing wrong with my voice. I just didn't know how long it was going to last. But very good stuff. Okay, so you did this movie. You traveled everywhere. Then what? How is it you landed in Baja?
Okay. So I don't know how much time we have. I'm going to talk here. So I'm going to see how long I have for my story here. So I have another story to tell you.
Hang on. I mean, you've got a lot of time.
Okay. I'm on top of the world, okay? I'm doing everything and anything. I'm living in my dream home. I literally have everything and anything that I ever could have dreamed. I'm doing things I never even dreamed of, okay? And I was at an event in L.A., and I'm going to give you a short version. I was at an event in L.A., and it was a 3-day or 4-day event, and this gentleman invited me to go, and I got treated like a king. You know, it was phenomenal. I was like, this is awesome. This is in May of 2015. And then I came home on the last day, and my wife at the time was sitting on the couch, and I don't want to come bragging, but she was sitting on the den, and we had a 70-inch screen TV, and it was on, and she wasn't watching it. She was typing on her cell phone, and then, make a long story short, she told me she wanted a divorce. And I said, what the heck, what? And the following day, that was on the Sunday, the following day, Monday, we're signing papers for a real estate agent to sell my dream home. And I was blown away. I was going, what the heck? A few weeks later, I was at another event in Palm Springs. And, you know, and that was a 3 or 4 day event also. And, you know, and I was Saturday night in the hotel room. And around 3:30 in the morning, my cell phone goes off, and I was exhausted because I was already been there like for 3 days or 2 days, I can't remember. And I go, I'm not going to answer. Why's my nephew calling me at 3:30 in the morning? And at 3:33, I said, you know what, I better call him back because he normally doesn't call me, so let me see what's going on. So I called him back, and he goes, we're taking my mom to the hospital, which is my sister who I'm very close to. And I go, what's wrong? He goes, I don't know. That's why I'm going to the emergency room. I'm going to the hospital. And I go, okay, so call me back and let me know what's going on. Well, 3 hours later, she passed away. And again, I was very close to her. She was like my confidant. You know, I would talk to her whenever I required to talk to somebody. She was very, very dear to me. And so I go, wow, that was deep. So I'm thinking, okay, this is crazy. You know, not too much longer after that, my doctor calls me up and says, "Hey, Al, I want to see you." So I want to, you know, I go to his office. And make a long story short, he tells me, "I'm here to inform you that one of your tests came back, and you have prostate cancer." And I go, "What?" So in a 15-week period in 2015, my wife and I
had
divorced. My sister passed away, and then I got diagnosed with prostate cancer. Okay, now here comes back to the self-love. So I by no means, I'm human, so I'm going to be upfront. Was I in shock? Yes. Was I stunned? Yes. Was I emotional? Yes. Was I crying? Yes. But I will tell you this, there are two things, and my family and my friends are concerned about me. You know, like some of my family members even said, Al, why aren't you in a corner somewhere in a fetal position sucking your thumb? And I'll tell you why. This is what I told them. The number one reason is I love myself enough that I'm going to get through this. That goes back to the self-love. The second reason is something that I do for all the audiences around the world is I'm not done fulfilling my purpose yet. I'm getting close, but I'm not done to fulfilling what I'm supposed to be doing here. There's something that God and I agreed that I would do while I'm here, and I haven't completed it yet. So this is not going to stop me. So it drove me. It said, okay, I'm going to get through this. To make a long story short, that's how I ended up in Baja. I walked away from everything. And I will tell you this, a year ago, this coming Friday, my doctor told me I was healed from cancer. And you know why? Part of the reason is because I have self-love. I love myself enough that I allowed myself to be healed. Okay? So that was number one. As far as the divorce is concerned, that I gave everything that I worked so hard for, I gave it all to my wife, about 90% of it. I said, you know what? Keep it. You can keep it all because it's all got to come back to me. And what ended up happening, as soon as I did that, I got invited to come to Baja, to a beachfront home, and live there with a friend of mine, and eventually I got my own place. And now I have an ocean view. And in regards to my
sister, you can see your ocean view on Facebook if they want to find you. Al Diaz, on my Facebook, and you have all these beautiful pictures of the view. Oh, it's magnificent. It really, really is.
Thank you.
You're probably looking at it right now, talking to me.
Thank you. And as far as my sister is concerned, I feel her presence all the time. So, yes, did I go through three big losses? Of course I did. But here's the thing, going back to self-love, the reason why I got through it, and the reason why I'm talking to you right now, and the reason why I'm so blessed right now, because I have the self-love. I am the essence of the Creator. I am love, and I vibrate it back to the Creator, and the Creator vibrates it back to me.
You know what? It's kind of, I was sitting here thinking and listening to you. It's kind of a shame that we have to get to be so much older to recognize all of this, to realize all of this. However, people like yourself are out there showing younger and younger people what it's all about. So eventually, 25, 30 years from now, or however, they're going to be the ones that have all this self-love because they learned about it when they were so young. And that's really true. You know, I think my granddaughter has some of that. Not all of it. She's real hard on herself, though, sometimes. She's maintaining all A's, and she's taking college classes in the ninth grade, but she has, you know, I'll tease her, the 14, oh, yeah, you must like some of the boys in high school. Oh, heck no, she said. Listen to what she says, Al. It's hilarious. She says, no, they all have long hair and they smell. I said, honey, wait a few years. Just wait a few years. Because the girls are always talking. My son takes them to school. You know, he can hear them. I asked her, we were making cookies before Christmas. She said, they're all ugly, she said. They just all think, they walk around and think that they're so handsome, but they're not. I said, and these are 12th graders. I said, well, wait until you're a 12th grader and you're looking at college guys or whatever, or just a different kind of group. See, they're not like she is and her friends. But it was hilarious. My son was laughing so hard. I said, well, that's what she told me. He said, she really did? I said, yeah, I asked her. So you like somebody? You know, I got to find out the little details here, make sure everything is going okay so I don't have to get a car and run him over. they heard my granddaughter. But anyways, you know, I think she's got some of that. I must ask her. She's going to come over this weekend, so long as I'm feeling okay and there's nothing contagious about me. She's going to come over, and I'm going to talk to her about that and see what she thinks about it. She'll probably say, oh, heck, yeah, that's me.
Okay, so let me tell you something. So I have clients that I have them. Well, so I get messages and phone calls and emails from different people over the years, from as far as back as 12, 14 years ago, telling me, Al, you not believe how much you changed my life, and you're telling me what's going on. And it's awesome when I hear from people, from parents who were former clients of mine, and said, you know what you taught me, Al? I taught it to my young kids. And now they're in high school, and their self-esteem is so sky high that they don't get bullied. And nothing happens to them. and because they have a
self-love. Oh, she doesn't
get
bullied at all, and she doesn't cry. She does not. If so far now she hasn't liked anybody enough to where, you know, how young guys are. Well, these are not even guys. I mean, they're young people. They'll like somebody, and you'll see them walking with somebody. I told her I had this happen to me when I was in junior high. And all of a sudden I see this boy that was calling me all the time, and I had his record player and all of that. And I go to school on a Monday, and he's holding hands with somebody else. She said to me, "Well, Graham, how did you feel?" I said, "I felt pretty bad. But you know what? I turned around, walked the other way, and I was good to go." She said, "Well, I'm kind of like that. I don't," but she's not into that yet. They kind of like, I'm bringing my granddaughter up because she's 14, and she's at that age where, you know, she can be very emotional, but she's tough. I'm telling you, she's tough. "Oh, no," she said. She says, "Well, I guess I'm kind of like you, huh, Grandma?" And I said, "Well, it doesn't mean that I wasn't hurt, but I just spun around." "Okay, that's how you want." I didn't even think about it, I don't think. "Al, I think I just turned around, walked the other way, and met up with my friends and forgot all about it." She said, "Then you must not have really cared." I said, "Oh, no, I cared. I cared." I said, "But there was something about maybe protecting myself, saving myself. I don't. Maybe it was self-love then, Al, and I didn't even know. But that's what I did." And I was not hurt in school at all like that, at all. It wasn't until I got older that I'm reminding myself now of how I was. It wasn't like I was in high school. I changed totally. And I think maybe it was just the environment. I don't know. But if you get that in your life, if you have self-love, don't ever let it go. Keep it. You got to keep it.
Absolutely.
How do you keep it, Al?
Do the mirror process.
I mean, something must have happened to me from high school. After I got out of high school, what did I do? Oh, I went to beauty school in downtown Detroit. Took two buses by myself. I was very daring, you know, and then it was a little scary. But I wasn't afraid of anything. I mean, I just did it. But something happened, and I don't really know why. I don't even know what self-love was then, I don't think. I didn't have that, you know. So something changed for me as I got out of high school, I guess, right?
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And as I mentioned earlier, if you keep searching outside of yourself, you've got to keep searching. You've got to keep seeking. Here's the thing. You can change all that right now in this moment, in this instant, by doing the mirror work every single day. And it doesn't matter what caused it then. What matters is right now you could be the cause to change your life, to shift your life right now in this moment if you so decide to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why I have retreats here at my home. I bring single or couples here to my home and have retreats, and not only through self-love, but even life purpose, but I guide them to remember the answers they already have. And the answer for you that you already have is you already have it. You just got to remember it. You got to remember who you are. You got to remember the value you bring to this world. You don't have to do anything. You must choose to remember. You must choose to remember the value you bring forth into this life. You must choose to remember you are the essence of love.
And you're perfect in every way.
You're perfect in your imperfections.
That's right. You're perfect. Don't tell yourself.
But
you know, we get into this trap, I think, and I think it's because of association and all of that. I think that changes us with who we associate ourselves with. It might not be a higher vibration. I didn't even know what that was when I got out of high school. I just kind of, you know, just did my thing. I mean, now, of course, I understand so much more. I was surrounded by a lot of great people like you, Al, and Maya Moon, that I worked with for so many years, and even before that, even when I had just Planet Stars, because I had, and the lady right now is listening, I had rooms on America Online, and I also had rooms in Microsoft, in the Microsoft community, because then Microsoft had a community, and you had to be approved to get community rooms. Well, I got approved, so I had people going back and forth from 7 o'clock until midnight. But, see, I was surrounded by a lot of that. And so I think that really helped. But I think when you work alone, it's a little tough. You got to have people around you, too, that are kind of the same mind. Now, you know, I do have that. And I think you have that also, don't you, Al?
Yes.
I mean, you're not a soul entity.
Yeah,
right?
So you're correct on that. So let's touch on that a little bit because Valentine's Day is coming up. As I mentioned to you earlier, as you raise yourself, your level of self-love, you raise your energy, you raise your vibration, you raise your frequency, and you start drawing people towards you that match that. What happens is, as you raise your level of self-love, all the stuff you are magnetizing towards yourself, whether it's resources, experiences, or people, or situations, or whatever, they start melting away. You don't even have to say anything. People that you were close to, and that happened to me when, in my early 40s, all of a sudden, the 1,000 friends that I had, it came down to 100 of them because they no longer vibrated with me because I was functioning and coming in and
out
of a higher vibration. And it became kind of sad and disappointing because I'm thinking, wait a minute, you guys have been my friends since I was 9 years old. Now why are you leaving? And I didn't tell them to leave. It's because I was vibrating a higher vibration. But guess what happened because of that? I might have lost 990 people, but I gained tens of thousands from around the world because I'm vibrating at a higher level. Well, the same thing, if you want to be surrounded or you want to be in an intimate relationship, you're going to draw to you who you are. The energy that you are emanating is what's going to come towards you. You can't change that. That's like a law, the law of the universe. Who you are is what's going to come towards you. Nothing different is going to come towards you.
Yeah, I told myself that today. Yeah, you're right, Al. I told myself that today. It's funny when we're talking about it. Candy had a question. She wanted to know for you to talk about the movie Beyond Hope, she said, here. Ask Al to tell about his movie. So what was it about, Al? And we have time. We have scheduled 90 minutes. I was worried about my voice. Oh, my gosh, I'm talking so much. What was it about?
Okay, so and going back to my mentors and everything else, so as I began to understand things, two things, something that I eventually evolved and became my personal mantra, you know, through religion and other philosophies, you know, we are taught that hope and faith are important. And I totally get it. I totally understand it. I would say they're even critical, but you have hope and faith. They're like mandatory. But what I realized at some point, and this helped me back in 2015, 2016, when I was going through everything, is I took it back 12, 15 years ago, actually about 15, 17 years ago, I took it to a whole other level. And I got to the point where that I trusted beyond hope, and I knew or know beyond faith. And those are two personal mantras for myself, and then I also share with my clients, that when you get to the point where you can trust beyond hope and know beyond faith, then you're living at a whole different level than just faith and hope. And so going back to the new beyond hope, that's how I addressed that. I made it into a movie because
was it about a couple? What was it about?
It was
people,
34
a
minutes
group of
long.
People or what?
Yeah, it was a group of people. It was 34 minutes long. It was an indie. And it was about this female counselor, yoga instructor, blah, blah, blah. And she had clients that she was working with, but she was still going through her own issues. And to make a long story short, she realized at the end, because she was struggling with her own self, her own value, her own life, while she was trying to guide others. And in the end, she realized, after she had an aha moment, she realized, if I only had trusted, I had hoped that everything would work out, but if only I would have trusted, I wouldn't have gone through all this turmoil. And then it brings home the whole thing, beyond hope. But you know, my mantra is trust me on hope.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. It's almost like the what people say is blind faith. I mean, you go on faith. You and somebody will say, "Well, how do you know?" I don't know. I just know. Somebody will ask me, my son, for example. I mean, I talk to him every day. Mom, how do you know? I don't know. I just know. Well,
right.
Can you explain that? I said, no. It's something within me. He says, you've always been like that. I said, maybe, but I didn't know that. I didn't know what I know now when I was a lot younger. Oh, gosh, I would have been hell on wheels. But I didn't know certain things, you know. I didn't know what I know now. And I think I said this to you, and it may have been Jackie. I wish I would have had all of this 30 years ago. But I don't even think about it like that now. I think about, well, gosh, maybe I have another 25 years. And look what I know now. Just think what I'm going to know in another 5 years. I just keep growing and growing and growing. And that's important, too. You have to just keep going forth no matter what it looks like, no matter how bad you feel about it, you know, you just have to keep another step, and they can think about you, Al, another step, and just keep going and going and doing. Don't stop, and remember you are perfect the way you are. You're not imperfect, you're perfect. You're in God's essence. That's He made you in the image of Himself. So, and whatever you believe in, maybe you don't even believe in a God, you believe in whatever. And some people don't. Some people call it something else. That's okay, too. I respect all that. So does Al respect all that. But if you can learn, like Al said, to have self-love, oh, my goodness, sky's the limit, and even beyond that.
And so, back to sky's the limit, when you have this foundation of self-love, and as you raise your vibration, that's what brought to me to guide you to remember and say, hey, you have enough self-love that you trust beyond hope, and you have enough self-love that you know beyond faith. And that's how I function. I just know beyond faith that it's all going to work out. I trust beyond hope that it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, I know it's all going to work out anyway.
I think what you have to say to yourself, well, I'm sure it's going to be come to me in a better way. Maybe not exactly what I anticipated. Like, say, for example, you can talk about a job. Okay, well, this is the job that I want. I'm gonna apply, and I want this job. Well, maybe you'll get the job at the place you want to work, but maybe it'll be better than you even dreamed of. That's what happened to me, only I didn't know what it was. I did not know. It was my vibration. I vibrated high enough that the owner recognized what I could do. And you could say he kind of wanted to use me. Well, that's fine and dandy. I still got paid for it. But he saw my abilities that I didn't even know I had, Al. I didn't even know I had them, like we talked about last week. So there's so many things you can do. On your Facebook page, do you have the mirror thing? You don't really discuss that there, do you?
No, I do not. I only do it with my pay. What I just shared with your audience, I do it with my pay clients.
Yes. And, of course, I'm privy to it because I have it on my computer. I have a little yellow post-it here, and it's sitting right there. And I don't do it every day, and I really should. I mean, you know what it is that once you make a habit of doing it, it's like you don't even think about it. You just do it. But it's that I don't know if it's the first week or so that you, oh, yes, I got it. I didn't do the mirror thing again. Oh, God. And then you go to do something else. I mean, we're creatures of habit. So before you have your coffee in the morning, go to the mirror.
So here's the thing. Let me address what you just said. So if you're really committed to change, if you're really determined to change, you will do it. When you don't do it, when you forget to do it, or you're too tired, or whatever excuse you come up with, that's your ego stepping in, trying to keep you off focus or distract you from doing it. Because when you do this process, you're empowering your heart. And for all these years, however old you are or your audience members are, your ego's been your master. It's been your authority figure. It's been your parent. And it's been ruling your life. So your ego's going to go, I'm not going to relinquish this power that I've had. You know what? We got to this moment. Why are you turning your back on me and all of a sudden you'll listen to your heart? Why are you trying to empower your heart? So all this fear comes in and it will distract you. It will make you tired. It will make you forget. It will make you irresponsible. But you got to stand your ground and be determined and say, you know what? This is my life. This is my journey. And I'm going to do what it takes to have the change that I desire to have in life. And that's by doing the mirror process, and that will be an indication of how determined and committed you are.
Right. I must do mine. I always say I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then I guess I kind of forget about it, Al. I don't really know. I really, I'm not using how I feel as an excuse, but I really seem to be kind of lazy when I get up. So, I mean, I'm with my cat on the couch covered up. Him and I are like two little buddies, you know. I mean, he's a big thing. He's a big cat, but he's so I guess I kind of get. So I will do that. Maybe once I start to feel better, you're going to remind me on Messenger. Natalie, did you do your mirror?
Yeah.
But anyways, I think we're going to have to do this again, Al. You're just a wealth of information, and we haven't touched on a lot of stuff. But tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I wish everybody happy Valentine's. Whether you have someone that's in your life or not, I do not. But the whole thing of it is that love yourself, right? That's what Al will tell you to do. Love yourself tomorrow a lot, a lot. Say, I love you. You're wonderful. Even if you don't have anybody that tells you that. You know, not everybody wants that in their life. I do, but I think tomorrow is a lot of, it's just a lot about buying and candy and all that kind of stuff. But we all like to get something from the one that really loves us. And if we don't get it, it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't love you. It just means that they're not in your environment yet. So you just keep waiting and putting out that energy. And, yeah, so everybody have a good day tomorrow. Hopefully next Wednesday I will be cured of this throat thing that I've got going on. I do have and I shouldn't even be saying this on the air, but people were asking about me. I have an ENT appointment tomorrow because I just didn't get cured of what was going on with me. So you can bet your sweet life I will be one way or another. But actually, I enjoyed tonight a lot, Al, and I thank you so much. We are going to have you back. I mean, that's just it, because you have so much to talk about, and we didn't even touch on a lot of stuff. Like maybe the next time we'll talk about twin flames, we'll talk about soulmates. Of course, we'll bring in love. There's a lot of things that we can talk about. And maybe in March, if you're around and not touring or whatever, we'll do this again and we'll have a different theme. And I would really love that because, Al, you just know so much and you've been everywhere in the world. I've never left the United States. But look up, you're such a source of information, a wealth of information. You're amazing.
Thank you for the kind words. And please tell your audience to look me up on Facebook if they want to spend some time with me, either online or on the phone or on
exactly.
The TV.
Oh, you can actually you can. He is. You're also on Stars. You're not always logged on, but you can certainly email me, reach me. You know, I need a reading with Al, or you can reach him, Al Diaz, on his Facebook page. You know, I'm not greedy. So long as Al is doing well, and he gives up his time, and he brings all these beautiful guests to me, and we talk to them, and last week with Sponda, we had such a great show. Probably have to have him on again. But anyways, it's great. So contact me. You can always reach me, StarsCast, at starswithaZpsychics.com. Email me and say, or contact us is on the page. You can reach me that way if you forget it, if it's a Z or an S, but it's not an S. And I'll be happy to connect you with Al. And so we're going to do this again, Al, okay?
Absolutely, and I love you.
I love you, too. And as I always end the show, and Al knows I feel this way, please believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Good night, and have a great day tomorrow, everybody. Remember, look in the mirror and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Sweet dreams, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.